listening to The Detector Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the latest technological innovations that are set to change the world. I'm your host, Scott Hickman, founder of The Detector, where I write about tech innovations in business, health, environmental tech, and more. In this episode, I will be taking a look at AR and its many applications in the healthcare industry. Although augmented reality is often associated with gaming, it actually has many applications in the healthcare industry. Indeed, by superimposing computer-generated images onto reality, AR can provide both surgeons and patients with many useful tools. Let's take a look at them and how they can improve the healthcare industry. Before we start, let's differentiate augmented reality from virtual reality. So, they are both terms that people often use interchangeably, but are in fact quite different. AR uses virtual objects to enhance the real world, whereas VR is an immersive experience in a simulated world that requires special hardware. This makes VR much more cumbersome, whereas AR, on the other hand, already exists within popular devices such as tablets and phones, making it a lot more accessible. Now that that's out of the way, let's dive into some of AR's use cases in healthcare. So this ability to enhance reality with superimposed images makes AR an amazing addition to healthcare. For example, AR can be used in education. Traditionally, medical students would use a whole host of models resembling human bodies, their parts and organs to train various skills. Nowadays, however, instead of using plastic models, students can see the human body in augmented reality. Moreover, AR apps can show the parts and organs in motion so that students see how they work. Furthermore, as students progress, they would have to train on real patients, which can be risky due to possible errors. Instead, with the introduction of AR, patients no longer need to worry. By overlaying animated images onto mannequins, AR applications create the impression of performing surgery on a living organism. This provides a realistic experience for the students without any risk. Although helping educate future doctors is already a great use for AI in healthcare, another one of its uses is in the operating theatre, helping surgeons treat patients with greater precision and focus, thus reducing medical errors. Whilst operating, they can be more aware of organ location, meshes of the vein, and diagnosis reports appearing right in front of their eyes. This means they are more focused on the patient, no longer needing to look at many different screens. Furthermore, a single AR display that can integrate all imaging and patient data and allows doctors to keep their eyes on the patient has the potential to improve quality, safety, and reduce cost by decreasing procedure-related complications. Finally, let's move on to how AR can help collaboration between physicians. Tests have shown that AR can be a great tool for collaboration between physicians. For example, if a primary surgeon is miles away, he can guide a medical professional on hand to treat the patient. This can be done by using a VIPAR, which is a virtual interactive presence and augmented reality system. Here are the results from a test published in the National Library of Medicine. I quote, "The VIPAR system allowed for real-time virtual interaction between a local and remote surgeon. Major anatomic structures were visualized and identified. Virtual interaction permitted remote instruction for the local surgeon, and MRI augmentation provided spatial guidance for both surgeons." The bottom line is, AR remains a relatively new concept in healthcare. This does not mean that it will be unsuccessful, however. On the contrary, with constant innovation in AR and healthcare, we should start to see much wider adoption. That's it for this episode of The Detector Podcast. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to subscribe and head over to thedetector.com for articles on the latest technological innovations. You can also leave a review to support the show and follow us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, we're pretty much everywhere. Stay tuned for the next episode, which will be an interview that you will not want to miss.